Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Aleph. Chulin daf 11. And here we go, Yud Amid Beis. We will start with the third wide line of Tanya. So we got into the sugyas of Chazaka. Just yesterday, there was another daf Be'in shir that I gave. Hopefully it should be up. And that was the topic that I promised last week, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. How do we look at Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? How do we look at all different days that have blended Kedusha? Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yantif, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So that's in Yana de Yom Hashir and not from last Shabbos and not specifically related to the daf, but feel free to take part in that shir up on the OU.org website. Okay, we are on Yud Amid Beis. Tanya, third line, the third wide line. Tanya Delo Krav Achabar Yaakov. So we just had the discussion of how do we know. The question was asked, Minaha Milsa, how do we know? Uki Milsa Achazke. How do we know that we hold of Chazaka? So we try to prove it from the context of Nige Batim. When the Kohen goes out of the house, and when he declares it, a bias Haminuga, he's no longer in the house. So he doesn't know whether the spot is still the right size to be able to be metabi the house, and yet he still is metabi it, so he relies on chazaka. The Gemara says, maybe he went out backwards, maybe he cut a window, maybe it's not a chazaka, so the Gemara discussed that. Is he allowed to go out backwards? So we have the sheet of Rav Achabar Yaakov, who rejected this as a source for chazaka. So the Gemara is going to say that we have a brisa against that. We have a brisa that seems to say that explicitly is a raya to chazaka. So Tanya Deloka Rav Achabar Yaakov. Why? Because the brisa says, V'yatza ha-kowe min ha-bayis, the Kohen goes out of the house, yochol yelech l'tok beso v'yaskir, you might think that he goes all the way to his own house, and then he's maskir, and then he makes it into a bayis ha-menuga, tamalomar el pesach ha-bayis. No, it says to the doorway of the house. E Pesach Abayis, Yochol Yamo Tachas HaMashkof, V'yaskir. If it's the Pesach Abayis, I might think that he stands underneath the threshold of the house and he's right there. Right there, he's mask of the house. Tabalomar Min Abayis. No, you have to go out from the house. Achi Yetzim Abayis Kulo, until you go out from the entire house. If you're still under the threshold, that's still considered in the house. That's where the mezuzah is, still in the house. Haketzad, so what do we say? Omid Bitsada Mashkof Umaskir. You stand right next to the Mashkof. The Kohen walks right outside the house, right outside the doorway, and then that's where he is supposed to be maskir the house. Umi Nayin, but what happens if Shim Halach Latoch Base of Hiskir? What if he went all the way to his own house? And then he decided that he was maskir. Osha Amad Batocha Bais Vehiskir. Or the opposite. He was maskir while he's still standing inside the house. Meaning he's supposed to go right outside the house. What if he did too little or too much? She has Gera Muska. How do we know Bidiyevit it works? Tamaloma Vehiskir Sabais Bikom Makom. Because you see, it says Vehiskir, he's maskir the Bais, and we darshi Bikom Makom. So therefore, in either direction. But what is one of the directions that he is in his own house? If he's in his own house, he doesn't know whether it has a whether it still has the tsaras on it or not. So that's the raya against Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that this is a good raya, this is a good precedent for the concept of chazaka. Just one ha'ara, and that is, if he does it while he's still in the house, then that's interesting because he's being metami himself. Tumas, we know that tumas ohel applies to two types of tuma, tame meis and tumas saras. So if he's in a bayis hamenuka, then he's being metami himself. So is that an issue that the Kohen is inside the house and he's causing himself to become tame? Does he violate the issur daraisa of becoming tame in that case? That's an interesting question because he himself did it and he created the problem. And number two is if it's chal, right? So it says it works. It says that but the other direction is, which is the raya of the Gemara, and that is if he goes back into his own house. If he goes back to his own house, so Rashi quotes on the last line, Al Yidei Chevel Aruch, with a long rope. With a long rope, he's masking that. Sounds like he has to close the door himself and in that way be masking. So Rashi explains how it could be that he does it himself if he is in his own house. That was the Rashi adds that in. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you see from here that it must be that the Kohen can't use a shliach. If he has to do it himself with a long rope, says the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, it must be because if you look in the Psukim, Shekim Muchach Be'a Psukim, Shari Bekamet Dvarim HaTorah Amr, if you look in the Psukim, throughout the process of the Kohen being involved, sometimes it says Shahakoin Yitzava es Hachirim Shiyasu. Vitziva Hakoin Ufinu Asabayas. Vitziva Hakoin Vichilsu Asavanim. The Kohen should give the command, and they should take off the parts of the stones, or this or that. And Ubehezger, it says, Viyatza Hakoin Min Abayas. So it doesn't say that the Kohen should tell anybody else. So Rosh Hashanah says maybe that's what tells us that that Kohen himself must do it. It's a din, part of the mitzvah shebegufo, and he cannot appoint a shliach to do that part of the process, right? Not even another Kohen, right? That's what we're talking about here. Kohen should do it himself. But that is the ha'ara of the Aruch HaShulchan on this Rashi. The Rashi, Dafka points out that he's using a Chevel Aruch. Anyways, this is a Raya against Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, because doesn't this tell me that Chazaka is based on, we can learn out Chazaka from this context. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, what does he answer? No. Gun Dekaima Dara Degavri Va'amri Kedekoi Koi. Maybe he goes to his house, but he has a whole game of telephone. Right, he has people standing from the doorway all the way to his own house. Let's say he lives next door. Let's talk about it. He lives a mile away. He lives next door, and they all tell him that it's exactly as it was when you left. So maybe you could get out of this context as well and say there is no raya from here that we go after Chazaka. Okay, period. So that was Chazaka. So now we get into Rov. Ask the Gemara second line. We know how Milsa Damar Rabbanan Zil Basaruba. How do we know that which the Rabbanan say, that you go after the Rov? So both yesterday and today, the language is Da'amar Rabbanan. Mefarshim should point out, even though it's not really Da'amar Rabbanan, Chazak and Rov are both Dinim Daraisa, but maybe it's based on the details, how the Rabbanan interpreted the Din Daraisa. Because Pashas is the Daraisa, why do you say Amar Rabbanan? Okay, so it says, how do we know the idea of following the Rov? How do we know? Rashi, by the way, says, Minoha Milsa, why are we asking this here? Because once we're talking about Chazaka, so we're talking about Rov too. Even though Chazaka was the context how we got into this Becheska, the behavior is Becheska's Isser, or afterwards it's Becheska's Heter. But that is the question. How do we know Rov? Ask Tosfo, second Tosfos. Minoha Milsa, how do you know Rov? Yim Tomar, Kiva da Amrinan Zil Basar Chazaka, Kol Shekein Basar Ruba, Deruba Vachazaka Ruba Adif. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. We know the principle is when you have Rov against a Chazaka, where in Beis it discusses this, Ruva Chazaka, Ruba Adif, Rov beats Chazaka. Or it talks about Karov also. So once you know Chazaka, yesterday's Gemara, so that of course you know Rov, because Rov is stronger than Chazaka. Ruba Vachazaka, Ruba Adif. So what do you need a special source, a separate source for Rov, if you already know Chazaka? That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, V'yesh Lomar Dila Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Bayi. Pretty difficult suggestion. But he says, oh, maybe this whole Gemara, the next Amud and a half, is only according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who rejected the source of Chazaka. So that's why you still need Rov, according to them. Number one, T'lo Kimle Chazaka Mikra, because he doesn't hold that you learn out of Chazaka from a Pasuk. Number one. And then he says, "Ulamai mefarish Rabbeinu Chaim, that which Reb Chaim, not Reb Chaim, but Rabbeinu Chaim, the Baalei Tosfos, the har deruba v'chazaka, deruba adavi chazaka lo misvara el yafina biparaduma. If you say that itself, rov bin chazaka, that itself was learned out from a pasuk, so that you understand, you have to have the pasuk in order to then learn rov is greater than chazaka. That is Tosfos' second answer. The Rashba has a similar idea to Tosfos' second answer, and that is, we only know Rov is greater than Chazaka once we know the principle of Rov. Ruv and Chazaka, Ruv Adif, but until you know Rov, once you know Rov, you're like, okay, so now that we know Rov and Chazaka, both based on Psukim, so then, which is stronger? Dahad, Dekaimolon, Ruv and Chazaka, Ruv Adifa, Hanamili, Basar, Deifshitalon, does Lina Basar Ruba. Aval Adalo, Kaimolon, Yazlina Basar Ruba, Alo, Lo Muchachan, Lami Chazaka, Deimer Bachazar Chazaka, Azli, Velo, Basar Ruba. You wouldn't have known that, but once you know it, that's what we hold. Rav Elchanan, Rav Shimon Shkap, and other Achronim all give the svar for the Rashba. Why is Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif in general? And why is it that once we know Rov, then automatically we know Rov is greater than Chazaka? So they explain based on something that we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, and that is, how do we look at breakings of a stalemate in Halacha? as we mentioned, we have different rules to break stalemates. That Isurim, some of the Raisa Lachubra, some of the Rabbana Lakula. In Mamanis, we have a Mosavichavar Lavaraya. In Tumentara, we have something Tuma Bershus Arabim, something Tuma Bershus Yachid. So we always have different rules and regulations. And we also have Chazaka and Rove and these types of principles. So how do we look at them? So these Achronim, Rabbi Chanan and others say that maybe the difference is that Chazaka is what we would call a Hachra'a. We don't know for sure what the emes is, but we have to have some course of action, and therefore we say, follow the chazaka. Do we really know that this is the MS? Maybe not. You have to be mechalik between different chazakas. Chazaka de Meikara, Chazkas Gimel Shanim, there are chazakas all over. But you might be mechalik, but in general, one might say that chazaka is based on hachra, while rove is based on birur. Rove is based on, no, if this is a rove, it must be that this is true, unless proven otherwise. That is one way to look at the difference between rove and chazaka, and says Rabbi Chanan, and that's why, until you know rove, you don't say, you don't know the principle. But once you know the principle is that you would go after the rove, so then we would say that rove is greater than chazaka, because birur is a greater type of a law in terms of breaking the stalemate than chazaka is. Okay, this is all in the question. How do we know that rove is? How do we know the principle of zilbasa rubas? The Gemara says, what kind of question is that? It's the first pasuk in Chumash. Minalon dechsev achmei rabbi mahatos pasuk in Mishpatim. Now you follow the majority. This is a mitzvah saseh daraisa. We mentioned this in the mitzvah shir a couple of months ago. Mitzvah ayin ches, the Sefer HaChinuch says, mitzvah hatoya achei rabim, following the Rambam. It's not just a prat of dinei bezdin. It's a separate mitzvah saseh daraisa, following the majority. Lintos achei rabim, v'hu, kishayipo machlokas beda chachamim, bedin midini atarakula, ukemochein bedin prati, klomer bedin shiye ben ruvein v'shimin, al derech mashal, kishatiya machlokas ben dayone iram, some say chayef, some say pater, lintos achei arov la'olam. That's the pasuk. And the Chinuch quotes our Gemara, Ruva Daraisa. Ubechira rove ze lefi adome. And then he says, this concept of choosing the rove is, b'sheshtei akitos hacholkos, yodas b'chakot atar b'shavet. When they're in the same league. They're in the same league that you go after the rove. She'ein lomar she'kat hachachamim mu'etes lo tachriya kat borim merube. If you have 100 ameh ha'aretz and 6 gdolei hador, you don't say, oh, the ameh ha'aretz win. Right? You don't say that. In the Nefesh HaRav, the Rav quotes Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim once said, I'm sorry, the Rav once said, in explaining this, that you always look at the Baalei HaMesorah that are in the same league, and he gave the example, he said that if the whole Moetzet Gedolei HaTorah gave their opinion, or all the Agudas HaRabbanim, I forgot who it was, which group, gave their opinion about something, and my grandfather, Reb Chaim, gave his opinion, obviously you would not follow the Rav in that case, right? Because they're in different leagues. Right, Reb Chaim is a different league. That's what the Reb Chaim Ozer said, based on the Kuzari. The Kuzari said the four levels of being, the Domim, Someach Chaim Adaber, and then he says Reb Chaim. Right, it was a different level of being. So that's it was a different league. So, but that's exactly what the Chiddush says here. You only follow the Rove if they're in the same league. Avo b'hashvaya sachachma o b'karov hodiyaseidu atorah sheribu yadeos yaskimu lo olam el ha'emes yosir men hamiyut. Because, says the Chinuch, fascinatingly, because we could assume that the rove got to the emes more than the minority did. Ubeinchi yaskimu lemes alo! And even if they're wrong, doesn't matter. Yaskimu v'fidas ha-shomeya, hadin nosei shelo nosei b'derech ha-rove. You don't follow the rove because that's the system. The system would fall apart unless you have rules like this. And you need this for the system. And then he says, Misharshi mitzvah, shiritz tavinu bazel lachaze kiyim datenu. This type of law of always following the majority is a chizik for our religious law. She'ilu nitz tavinu, kimu atora kasha tuchlu lahazik havadas habitasa. If the rule is just go by the MS, kol echad ve'echad b'yisrael, yomar daitino senes, shamitas in yimploni kenu. I think this is the MS. I think that's the MS. V'yafilu kol ha'olam yomru behefcho, lo yilo reshus lasos he'inyin behefcha emes lofi daito. I mean, if the whole world says something else, if I think this is the MS, I have to follow this. V'yeti mizeh churbon, sh'teaseh atora kakamatoros. But now that we have the rule that you go by the rove, so then even if I think otherwise, I am outvoted. I'm outvoted, and that's what we have to follow. And therefore, even when we have one of the Sanhedrin that thinks the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong, he is not allowed to publicly paskin against what was voted. That's the principle of Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre, if there's a member of the Sanhedrin is not allowed to buckle into the rove. Meaning, in terms of expressing his view, he has to say, I think this is the halacha. But once he is outvoted, so then he's not allowed to go and pass it again, like what he says. It's not allowed to do that, because that would be an undermining of the system. Right? That is the principle of Zakin Marmi, but it also an outgrowth of the principle of Rov. But this is a mitzvah, Ayin Ches, in the Sefer HaChinuch. Yeah. Altar Mishpat HaTzibur is more, that's more of normative behavior. After the psak, not in terms of psak. In terms of psak, every bezdin, every diet has to express his opinion. Once it is expressed, though, so then you have to follow. Then you say Altar Mishpat HaTzibur. Right? In the Gemara's in Shabbos Kuf Lamed, where the Gemara says that there were some cities that used to eat basar of b'chalav. There were some cities that did machshire meal on Shabbos. That was before we had a centralized Sanhedrin. Right, at that time, we didn't have one Sanhedrin, and therefore, that's what the Rishonim point out there, if you lived in this city, you were allowed to follow Rabbi Eliezer. You were allowed to follow Rabbi Yossi Aglili, in terms of Basar of Pachalav. But once there was a centralized Sanhedrin that decided for Klal Yisrael, then you can't, nobody could choose. Nobody could choose to do what they want. They have to follow the majority. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do you know Rov? What do you mean, how do you know Rov? It's a mitzvah daraisa. Achri Ram Lahatos. So the Gemara says, Ruba the Isa Kaman, buy a robe that's in front of us, Kigon Tescha Nuyos, the 9 stores case, there are 10 stores, you find a piece of meat. There are 9 kosher butchers at one, non-kosher butcher of the city, or the Sanhedrin, or you have the Sanhedrin, that type of robe, that's not the Kasha, Lokomi Boilon. I'm not asking about those kinds of robes. That's the type of robe called Ruba de Isa Kaman. The robe is in front of me. I see the population. Ki kami boilon ruba de lesa kamon. My shaila is, what about ruba de lesa kamon? What we call a statistical rove. Statistical rove de lesa kamon. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most children grow up not to be islandess and not to be asaris. Could go katavikhtana, like the case of katavikhtana, mean olan. Right, the case, Rashi quotes, katavikhtana, machlokas, whether a yavam and yavama can live with each other when one of them is a katan or a ktana. After all, we know the halacha is that it's only a mitzvah, we're only docha the isser of eshes ach, if there is a possibility of yakum al sheva chiva meis. It's a possibility of having a child. If there is a possibility, then the isser of eshes ach is chayva kayam. So what happens if one of the parties is a katan or a ktana? So you're not gonna know if there are Simani, Swiss, or Islanders until later. So do we allow them to get married? So Rove says, yes, you allow them to get married. Why? Because they're not Choshesh Lemiyot of Islanders or Saris that they will not be able to have children. So that's the Shaila. What do you see clearly from this Gemara? And this is a huge discussion in the Achronim. Which is stronger? Which is a stronger type of Rove? Ruba de Issa Kaman or Ruba de Lassa Kaman? So Gemara clearly assumes that we know Ruba de Issa Kaman. How do you know you follow Ruba de Lassa Kaman? So clearly Ruba de Issa Kaman is the one that we would have included if we would only go after one Rove. Ruba de Issa Kaman. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Unless you say that Ruba de Lassa Kaman is more of a Chiddush if you say it. But once you do say it, it could be an even stronger Rove. And logically, you can see both sides. On the one hand, you see the majority in front of you by Issa Kaman. You see 9 kosher butcher shops. So you see the majority in front of you. Or do we say, no, statistics. Statistics is a tried and true type of population. But it's not here in front of me. Right? Rove animals are bought for plowing. Right? All different types of roves. Whatever. It's not in front of you. So that is a big discussion in the Achronim. Of Shimon Shkap has a big piece on this in Shara Yosher. And that is, how do you look at these two types of roves? Either the Gemara, though, clearly says that maybe we would only assume Ruba de Issa Kaman. How do you know even Ruba de Lassa Kaman is included? So let us, something important to say, but let's continue for a minute first. So Amar Belazar, Simin Zman Shevach Michnish. So somebody says, usually the Simanim don't have any message for us. But this one, Zman, time, Shevach, it's praiseworthy, Michnish, if you gather it in. And if you use every moment of time, then it's praiseworthy. So, Asya Meresha Shel Ola. So what do you learn it from? You learn Rov from the head of a carbon Ola. What do you mean? To Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, we cut up the Ola into pieces. Before we put it, we burn the entire Ola. You cut it up into pieces. You cut it into pieces, but you don't cut its pieces into pieces. Once you cut the limbs of the Ola, you don't make it into smaller pieces. And included in this is, you don't cut the head. Once you cut the head from the body, that's it. You're not allowed to cut open the head. But what do you mean? Maybe there's a trefa in there. Maybe there's a trefa in the head, how are you allowed just to be makar of the head without checking inside? Elalav, Yishab Damrina, Zabasaruba. It must be follow the rove, and rove animals don't have a problem with their krum shel moach. Right? So isn't this a raya to rove? So answers the Gemara, no, mimai, how do you know? Dilma de padilei badaklei. Maybe you do split it. You crack it open and you look inside. Doesn't it say you're not allowed to cut it after cutting it once? That's only if totally cutting it apart. But where it is still attached, and you just cut it a little bit, but it's still attached, less lanba. Maybe there is no problem, and therefore there is no raya to the principle of row from this case, because maybe you do check. Maybe you do check, and you do not rely on the roof. Tosafot discusses why isn't there a raya from all karbanos? Tosafot Yer Maskal Aval Makshin Amalo Yolaf Bikol Karbanos to Dachu Shabbos. All karbanos are Dachu Shabbos, and you are not choshes that the animals are treifa. You allow shchita. You allow all these malachas to be done. V'nira Li says Tosafot, no, there's no raya from there because that's part of the Chiddush HaTorah that karbanos are Dachu Shabbos. V'yesh lomar, dein yachal ochiach, misham. Tikal meimar, to be savig nami amarachmana delitchi Shabbos, mitzvahs karban. Kaboshe v'bikuach nefesh, just like we know savig bikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, maybe we would say savig akravis karbanis is docha Shabbos. So it's alright, because maybe the principle is you'd have to check. You're allowed to do the shkita originally, because that is part of the heter that the Torah gives us of karbanis being docha Shabbos. Number one, interesting discussion in the Achronim based on this Gemara. The Gemara says, even though it says v'lo nesachal nesachim, we say that one is allowed to separate as long as it's still attached. So here's a machlokas Achronim, the Shus Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, 1700s. He writes in Chelek Aleph, Sibin Lamed Hey, what about an esrog that part of the pitum starts falling off, but it's still attached to the esrog? Is that a problem? So the Shus Yaakov says, not a problem, because layif lefufei, quoting our Gemara, as long as it's a little attached, so that is not a problem of being detached. That is the Shus Yaakov. Another Achronin, the Shamsian of Alakha quotes other Achronin, the base of Fry, and says, no, because even by Esrog, it's not just a question of being attached, it's a question of Hadar, creates Hadar. And therefore, once we say you need hadar, so then one would say that it's not a din of hadar, it's not a din of shalom, thank you very much, and therefore it would be a problem even if it is still attached. Discussion in the Achronim, you can look it up in the Shvus Yaakov and in the base of Fry. Okay. The layif still works, but it's still a lack of hadar. So a lack of hadar. And by Esrog, that is ma'akev. Period. Let's do one more. Let's stop there for a second. Just, there's an important Mordechai. This Mordechai is quoted again by all the Achronim in Baba Kama also. The Mordechai though is right here. It's in Chulin Yud Aleph. Mordechai asks, why do we go after the rove when it comes to Sanhedrin? Remember, it was the first try. We try to prove it from Sanhedrin. Or we mentioned the rove by Sanhedrin. And so we said, what do you mean? You know it by Sanhedrin? Oh no, that's Reuben de Issa, come on. Why do you go by the rove by Sanhedrin? Asked the Mordechai. Don't we know that there's a principle in general of kol kavua kamechsal mechsadami, kol deparish meruba parish? Anything that's stationary, you automatically go, you treat it like half and half. Ultimately, most assume that this is a gzeres hakasif. Just because something is stationary, why should you treat it like 50-50? Just because it is moving, called the parish, we say meruba parish, you go by rove, why should that be? So it's pashtus, it's gzeres hakasif. There are scholars that try to come up with mathematical theorems to explain this, but rove assumed that this is gzeres hakasif. Learned that from Sukkim, v'arav lo v'kabalav. But the principle is called kavua kamechsal mechsadami. So ask the Mordechai a kasha that you know there's an answer to, but you got to give the answer. Why by Sanhedrin should we say you go after the rove? The Sanhedrin are sitting down when they give their psak, called kavua kamechsal mechsadami. That's the kasha of the Mordechai right here in Tavkuf Tzadik Gimel. And this question is quoted by the Grach al Hashas, is quoted by the Granat. Everyone quotes this kasha of the Mordechai. It's such an amazing question. Which you know there's an answer to. Basar, it says, Hikshali Mori Rabbeinu Yakar, Ha Iker Hai Krabis Sanhedrin Hu, Upa Sanhedrin Kfuin Hain, Belishka Sagazis, Vechaid Bechal Makob Shein Yoshvin, Vidamya, it's like nine Jews and one guy who is standing, they say, Kokavoka Mechsa Mechsadami. Those are the two, that's the Kasha. The Mordechai himself gives two answers. The Mordechai says, Vitirates, you only say first the answer is, you only say, Kokavua Kamechsa Mechsadami, when there is a ta'aroves, when there's a mixture. In our case, nikar kol echad ve'echad me'a ta'aroves. You see every one of the dayanim, and you know exactly what they said. And therefore, there's only, when you have 9 kosher stores and 1 non-kosher store, there's still you have a suffix. You have this piece of meat stand. You don't know which one it came from. But here you know exactly what shita every one of the dayanim said. So that's not a suffix. That's just counting up the shitos. He says, "V'tirz l'shach l'meir kol kavu kamechsa el hechadika sveka levara davar could go tisha chanuyos shel lakach ve'yodea me'iza lakach v'chei b'tisha yisov v'avikachav mechad." You don't know who he tried to kill. V'niskaven lizrok beit kulam avol miskaven va'amar lo'osu yisrael miskaven chayiv v'acharami b'sanhedrin kibun de'yodin v'ron mi'in mezakim mi'in mechayvin dinu shenelech achareim. That's one difference. Number two, the Mordechai says va'od. The psak, and this is amazing, he says the psak is not based on the dayanim, but it's based on the words that they say. And their words are parish from their mouths, and kol k'parish miruba parish. It's not kavua. The people of the Sanhedrin are kavua, but the words are, you go after the dibur, hanivdal, vanifresh, bpm havi, vavi kapasar, animsa, darmina, because of parish miruba parish. Unbelievable. Those are the two answers of the Mordechai. Many achronim. I saw it, Reb Chaim says this in the Grach HaLashas. This is what the Granata suggested. This is what the Maritz Chaya says right here. All the Achronim will give another answer based on a Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama, Taf Chav Zayin Mabez. Where Tosfos there says, a Rov B'dayanim is looked at differently than other Rovs. Rov B'dayanim said, Tosfos there says, if you don't follow the Rov by Nefashos, how can you follow the Rov by Mamonis? He discusses that issue of Ein Hachem Mamon Achra Rov by Mamonis, by Nefashos. So Tosfos there, or he asks the other way. If you don't go by the Rov for Nefashos, or if you do go by the Rov by Nefashos, why don't you go by the Rov by Mamonis? Right? So Tosfos there says, by Sanhedrin, the Miyut is Kamisha Eino. That's Tosfos' important line in Baba Kama Chav Zayin and Bebeis. What does that mean? So the Achronim say, Reb Chaim expands upon this in the Grach HaLashas, that fine in the give and take of coming up with a decision, every Dayan has his own Shita. But once Beza comes out with a Psak Din, that's it. It's a unit. It's a unit. Ploni Atachai, Ploni Atazakai. And maybe that's what's behind the Isser in Sanhedrin of a Dayan coming out and saying, well, I really wanted to make you innocent, but I was outvoted. He's not allowed to say that. So the Pashas is not allowed to say that because it's creating Eva. But on a deeper understanding, he can't say that because it's not true. Bezdin gives a unified psak, and there is no miyut anymore. When Bezdin, that's a special din of Rov B'dayanim. That's the answer to the Mordechai's Kasha. Mordechai's Kasha is because there's no more miyut. By they're kavua? No. There's no more miyut and Rov when it comes to Rov B'dayanim. Very important discussion. That's Reb Chaya, that's what Reb Yosef Eigel also says, as I saw, in Ksubis Aftes. So this is what the Achronim say, based on that Tosfos in Baba Kama. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we knocked out the first try about the head of the Ola. So we continue, try number 2. Marbrei D'Ravina. Amar Asya Bishvirat Sazim Pesach. Maybe we can learn it out from the Isser of breaking the bone in the Karmat Pesach. Da Amar Rachman, the Torah says in Parshas Bo, the Etzem Losishpiruvo. As we know, the Isser of breaking the bone of the Karmat Pesach. The Necho Shema Nikev Krum Shalmalach. Again, maybe there's an Isser, maybe there's a problem, and you're not allowed to be able to check because you can't break the bone. So, El Allah Bishop Darmina Zabasaruba. It must be, no, you go by the Rove. So the Gemara says again, same knockout. Mimai Dilma demonach gumrsa alei v'kali leu badigle. You're not allowed to break the bones of the Karan Pesach, but you can open them in different ways if you can. Maybe the case is, and maybe this is what you'd have to always do: put a hot coal on top of the bone, and that would burn a hole in the bone, and then you'd go and check it inside. So again, maybe there's no raya that you could rely on Rove. Did Tanya? Because the Brisa says, if somebody is being mechatech, cutting the sinews, or somebody burns the bones, there's no answer to shvira sesem in that case. Because sinews, even though they're tough, there is no isser, and by the bones, the only isser is mamish breaking them with my hands, with a kli, but just leaving something on there to burn, and then it burns by itself, that is not included in the isser of shvira sesem, and therefore, maybe that's something that we would have to do. So therefore, again, there is no raya that you would follow the Rav. Again, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Tev Zayin, famous Sefer HaChinuch, this is the first place he says his famous line in his commentary on mitzvos, Achreya Pulos Imshachos Halavavos. Why is there an issue of breaking the bones? Because when breaking the bones, it's like we're eating in haste, we're not eating like royalty, and that's what we're supposed to be. When we came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be calm, cool, and collected when we eat, and therefore, he gave us the Isser of Shviras Etzem. We'll get back to that chinuch if we have time a little later, but now we continue. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a third try. Asya me'alya. Maybe the raya is from the tail of the animals where we have to be makriv of the tail. Alya, to amrach bana, chel boha alya tamima, yati makrev the tail complete. Venechosh, shemanivska, chuta sidra. Why aren't we worried about the chuta sidra? Because in the animal, Rashi will say this in a minute, the spine of the animal, this is already getting us into third parak topics about anatomy of the animals, the spine of the animal, the chuta sidra goes all the way down, and then right when it gets to the tail, it splits into three. Goes to the right, to the left, and part goes into the tail. So there's a shaila whether the trefa of having a problem with the spine is only up until where it splits into three, or it's even after it splits into three. So the Gemara in the Hava Mina here assumes that it's even a problem after it goes into the tail. And therefore, if you don't have to check the tail, because you have to give the tail whole, so then that's a raya that you can rely on Rof, because you don't check. So the Gemara says, Elalami Shabdarbin Zilbasaruba, isn't that a raya? The Chi Tema, the Gemara says that if you were to say, Demitatoi Pasiklei, maybe what you do is you cut it from below and you leave the entire Shidra with the rest of the animal. Meaning maybe there's a Hechi Tipsi that you don't have to take part of the Chutat Shidra inside the tail. So the Gemara said, and that's a Rashi here, this Rashi, to be Tasoi Pasiklei, that's where he says, that Umibeda Prashas Vahalalo Miskari Chutat Shidra Lahashapo. Maybe the tail you could get without taking the part of the Chutat Shidra. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Why? Lu'umas He'otse Amarachmana Makom Shakloyas Yoatzos. You have to take the tail with all the way up until the part where the kidneys are. And therefore that's much higher up, and you will vadai be taking part of the chuta sidra with the tail, and if you have to be makrivit whole, so again, isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says, mimai, dilma de pasachla batikla. Maybe, again, just like we rejected before, maybe you do open it up and check. And if you want to say it's because you have to give it whole, same thing. Maybe that's only a violation if you cut it totally. But if it's still attached, maybe there would not be a problem, even by the tail. Okay, so again, we still don't have a good raya for going after the robe by a ruba de lesa kaman. So we continue. Rav Sheshes, Bered Ravidi Amar, all these aruba de, I mean, the, right, the Lassa Kamans. Because if you wouldn't check, you would assume most animals in the world don't have these problems. Rav Sheshes Brei D'Ravi D'Amar, As Yame Egla Arufa. Maybe you learn it from Egla Arufa. Tam Rachmana, Ha Arufa. The broken neck, right, the anonymous corpse. We take an egla, we take it to a nachal eisan, we break its neck. So it says, ha arufa, kishahi shlema tehevi. The arufa, when it is whole, it should function as its special avoda is to be done, to bring a kapar to Klal Yisrael. So v'lechash doma trefahi, right, we don't cut it up. We just, we're oref it there. So again, why aren't we choshesh that it is a trefa? And Allah Mishab Dabrin is Lobasaruba, same kind of thing. Maybe, is it this araya that you go after the rov? That it always, forever, Rashi says, it has to be, olamis. It has to be complete forever, so you're not allowed to cut it open. So isn't that araya that you go after the rov? The chitema, my nafkamina. And if you are to say, my nafkamina, what do you mean? What, so what if it's not? Somewhere said, no, ha'amri debe rabbi yanai, kaparik sebe kakachim. It's compared to a karban. In that, it achieves kapara, so it has the same halachas of a karban, so it has to be complete. And therefore, this is an accepted raya, right? This is not rejected. We learned it out from Egla Arufa. We're gonna have another raya in a second. We learned it from Egla Arufa, the fact that we don't check the Egla Arufa, and yet it might have a problem with it, and you don't open it at all. So therefore, that is a raya to Rof. Number one. Number one, that's accepted. That was try number four. That was number one, that was accepted. Continuing, another try. Rabba Barav Shila Amar Asimi Paraduma. Maybe the source is Paraduma. De Amar Achmana. The Torah tells us, Vishachat Visaraf. Paraduma, where is that Buddha done to the Paraduma? On Harazesim. Right? We bring the animal out to Harazesim, we build the ramp, it goes to Harazesim, and we shecht it and we burn it there as the Sgan Kohen Gadol, as we learned in last week's parsha. The Sgan Kohen Gadol is the one that does it, Elazar HaKohen. He goes and he does the Avodah of the Paraduma on Harazesim. Vishachat Visaraf. Mashchitasa Kashi Shlema. Afsreifasa Kashi Shlema. Just like when it is shechted, it's whole, so you have to burn it whole. Sefer, isn't that a raya? Valechosh Delma Trefahi. Why aren't we choshes that it's a trefa? El alav, yishub darminan, zil basaruba. It must be you go after the rove that most animals don't have problems. V'chitema, mainaf kamina. And again, if you want to say, what do you mean? Mainaf kamina, is this a real karban? Answer is yes. Chatas kar yerechmana. The Torah calls it a chatas, and therefore, it is a real karban. So the rayas that are accepted so far are egla rufa and para aduma. This is a thought I mentioned in last week's parsha shir. Last week's parsha shir, and it's also from Kamusi Shalal Rav, on Parshas Chukas, and also right here in the Magalis Hashas, also mentioned it with an added twist. With an added twist, he has it, and that is we mentioned that there was a very problematic Targum Yonasan ben Uziel last week. I didn't mention this again when I gave it on Shabbos. Yonasan ben Uziel says on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Chukas that Elazar HaKohen brings the paraduma that he checks it for Yudches Treifus. That's what Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says. And all the Mefarshim ask, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says right here, the paraduma has to be whole. So what do you mean you check it? What do you mean you check it? That was the question. So we gave an answer last week, but I just want to add in one line to that answer that we gave in Parshas Shir. And that is, the story goes that somebody once came to the Leiv Simcha, the Gera Rebbe, and said to him, it was an Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, and he says, I need to go for an X-ray. And he wanted to go get a bracha from his Rebbe, basically, before he goes for an X-ray. And the Rebbe answers him, he says, Parshas HaShavua. That's all he said. So he says to his Rebbe, I don't understand what you're talking about. Parsha Shavua, what are you talking about? X-rays in the Parsha. Parsha's Chukas. So that was the added point. What does Parsha Shavua mean? He goes to this Kasha of Yonasan ben Uziel, and he says, and I also saw others in the Kibbutz Shalom Rav last week that we mentioned, there's a Tosas in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis, where Tosas it says that Bizman Hamidbar, Klal Yisrael, because of the Anani HaKavod, had X-ray vision. And if they looked at a barrel from the outside, they saw what was in it. Now they covered, lit up for them. They had X-ray vision. They had X-ray vision. So says the Gera Rebbe, the Leiv Simcha, says the Kamosi Shalom Rav, B'shem other Achronim. That's what happened there by Elazar. It was whole, and he was still able to check it for Yudches Treifus. Because he was able then, for later history, obviously you can't. But there, in the Midbar, he was able to check a Yudches Treifus and still keep it whole. That's how he was able to do it. And that's what the Leiv Simcha said to the guy, the Talmud, the Cape Tib. He's like, oh, this week's Parsha. You want to go for an X-ray? This week's Parsha. That's what he, on the ball. On the mark. Okay. So, we continue now. There's a discussion, just to mention, there's a discussion whether the principle of Rove applies to B'nai Noach. Do you say, because all of these sources so far were all by B'nai Yisrael. Special deal. The Noda B'Yehuda assumes in Tshuva that Rove does not apply to B'nai Noach. Rove does not apply. The Minchas Chinuch has the suffix about it. The Minchas Chinuch there, in the we mentioned before, Mitzvah Ayin Ches in the Chinuch, so he has a discussion in O Zayin, V'nira Pashut. He says, it appears to me, he doesn't have any rias to this, there's no Gemara that talk about it, but Feirish. De kamo de gabe Yisrael b'dini Yisrael v'heter, de ein sarach rak echad, umi kamaka umi mechulakim, haver leisveka da rias of azlidim basaruba, hachanami b'ben Noach. He says, misvara, I would say it does apply to a ben Noach. After Nerag b'dayin echad, mikamakam in shnayim mechulakim, echad abezakam, echad abechayiv, ein hargat ozom misafik, v'safik the fashad eisel ben Noach gamke lakula, v'ein hargat misafik, umi kol shekein, im ika rov mizakin, b'vada eino Nerag. That's what he says at first. You would go after rov. Achigil is fuke. But then he says, efshar, diafilu rov mechayivin, lo azlidim basaruba, da haikra d'achre rabin b'yisrael ksif. He says, I don't think so, but he says, no, I think for sure you'd go after the rove. He goes back and forth, but that's his issue that he is discussing here. He ends off by saying, Mikal Makom, Sarich Ian. The Noda B'Yehuda assumes not, but he has the suffix whether rove would apply by B'nai Noach. Okay. Because all these sources are by B'nai Yisrael. Now, next source, three lines from the bottom. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, right, each one is not totally satisfied with the other one's source. So you quote another one. Asya Misir Mishtaleach. Maybe we can bring a raya from the seer that is thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. To Amar, the Rachmana Amar, the Lakach Hashnei Seirim. The Torah tells us that we should take two goats, Sheyu Shneim Shavim. They have to be exactly equal. The Mishnah says, in Perk Shnei Seirim, Shnei Seirim, they have to be equal in height, they have to be bought the same day and equal in value. Everything equal about them. Including, they both have to be roy to be given as a karbon. And then the goral decides. So, v'lechosh, dilma, chai minau trefa, who? Why don't we assume one of them's a trefa? Right, the one that's gonna be shechted l'ashem, then you're gonna see. You're gonna shecht it. But the one that's lazlazl, you just push off the cliff. You're not gonna check it at all. Elo lav, mishub damrinan, zilbasaruba. It must be that you go after the rove. Isn't that another raya? V'chitem amaynafkal anmina. And if you wanna say again, what's the difference? Is it a real karban? Ha'in goro koveya lazazel, elo b'davar roi l'shem. Yeah, the point is that the goro is only koveya when they're both standing there, and they're both roi to be given as karbanas, and then one of them is sent out Lazazel. But it's both got to be Roy, so it has to be fitting to start with. And if you want to say, we do check it afterwards, the answer is it's impossible. Because the Mishnah says in Yuma, right? It doesn't get to the bottom of the har, to halfway down, until it's totally in pieces, and therefore it will be impossible to check. It's fascinating. If you go on a teal today in Midbar Yehuda, in the area where they assume that this was done. They know the area because if you have the 10 stops in the Mishayis and Yuma, they know generally where those stops were. And then when you get to the you take the Ish Iti and you take them all the way out there. So they have a conjecture where they think which cliff was used, because in all the surrounding cliffs, there is a cliff and it goes straight down. There's only one where there are jagged edges on the way down. So if you say that it's just one cliff, you push them off and it goes down to the bottom, boom, that's not what happened. And then it just smashes when it gets down. What does it say? It doesn't get to Machzis Sahar until it comes to Evarim Evarim. So you need an area where it has jagged edges. There's only one area in that whole area where these places were that has this type of cliff, and therefore they assume that the archaeologists assume that they know exactly where this took place, where the cliff Lazalza was, because it's a place where it could come to Evarim Evarim. Fascinating. Okay, weiter. Rav Mari Oma. Rav Mari has another try. Asya Mimake Ove V'Imo. Maybe we learned it from the halacha that there is an Isser D'Oraisa with a Chi of Misa of somebody who hits their parents and creates a wound on them. Right, Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses this. Maka Ove V'Imo. Dabar Rachman HaKaslai. The halacha is his Chi of Misa. A person's Chi of Misa, Rachman HaLaslani, hits his parents. V'Leichash D'Omolav Avivu. Maybe it's not his father. How do you know this is his father? Right? DNA. Big Shiloh, can you rely on DNA? Bismanazeh for halachas. We'll have to ask the poskim. Well, the poskim already have come out with using DNA for certain. Right, they use DNA for aguna shilos, right? For the 9/11 shilos. Once they found, if they knew that he was almost, they almost had proof that he was there, and DNA, boom. Almost every posek was matted. Once they found the DNA, there was one case that it took them 4 years to find DNA evidence. And once that happened, then there was a motzi b'nei safek. In other times, they had to rely on certain sfeikas, they weren't sure yet, but in one of the cult tzvis, it was put out by the Kol Elyon in YU, that it was the year after when they did Yevamis, so they have a lot of the tshuvas written by Rav Adi Yosef, and another post came at the time, so they used DNA evidence there, because Mishumi Guna, you're allowed to lie on, the Mishasai says at the end of Yevamis, ABP8, and Adesisha, and Baskols, right, all different types of Eduyos you're allowed to rely on, so DNA for there. But for other areas of Halacha, that will be a question that will have to be dealt with. So here too, if for the mother, you know who the mother is, because the baby came out of the mother. But how do you know the father? Dilmalav Aviv, who? Maybe it's not the father. Elalav, Mishum Damrina, Zalbasaruba. It must be you go after the Rov. Verov Be'ilos Acharabal. And most Be'ilos that a woman has is assumed to be with her husband. So therefore, that's why we see you're allowed to rely on the Rov and kill the person who hits his parents. So the Gemara, isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara says, 1 second, Mimai, Dilma Kogotrayu Aviv Ima Chavush Mesa Surim. Maybe there's a case, the only time that you're going to be Chayav Misa is where it was impossible for the wife to have been with anybody else. They were both in jail for the past 10 months. The 10 months before this kid was born. So maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, no. Afilo Hachi Eina Putrapas La Rais. Even if they're in jail, there's never a time where we could say with confidence that she was never with anybody. Because Eina Putrapas La Rais. There are guards, there are this, there are that. And in the world of Arayos, so then we never assume that we can know Vade 100% for sure. The most we could get is a Rove, and therefore, this could be a Raya. This is an important Rambam, just to be aware of, the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia. The Rambam says, wrong Rambam. Where's this Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia tells us, it's based on the Gemara, in Aleph Chaf, Mi Shehuchzak B'She'er Basar. Danin bo al piachazaka, just like it said here, that we rely on rove and other halachic principles to kill the person if he hits his parents. That applies in all areas of halacha. If we have a chazaka that two people are related to each other, danin bo al piachazaka, af al pi she'ain shem raya brus zekarov. Even though you don't know for sure that these two people are relatives, umalkin v'sarfin v'soklin v'chonkin al chazakazu, and we employ punishments based on chazaka. This is an Aleph Chaf. Ketzan. Hare shehuchzak shezu achosu o bitu o imo. If we assume that this is somebody's, these two people are sisters or mother, daughter. Uba aleha be'edim. And then he lives with the person who is his mother's sister or with his wife's sister. Hare zu loke o nisraf o niskal. V'yava bi she'en shem raya brura. Shezu yachosu o imo o bitu o chazaka bovad. Right, Umaisa Bisha Achat, Rambam quotes a story from the Gemara, Shebas Lerushalayim, V'tinok Merkav Al-Aksefa, she came with a little baby, V'higdil to Becheskas Shehiu Bana, and she brought him up, Becheskas, that this was her son, Uba Aleha, V'heviyu Al-Abesedin V'sakluha, and they stoned him. Why? Because that's enough. So glad Allah Chazakos, it says at the end of Kiddushin. V'rayel din zeh, mashadona Torah. What's the riot to this din? What the Torah says, b'mekalel aviv, umake aviv, sheyumas, u'minayin lanu raya brur shezeh aviv, ela b'chazaka, kach sharkrovim b'chazaka. The Nosei Kelim point out, our Gemara calls that rov. And the Rambam keeps calling it chazaka. Right? So it's interesting, whether it's chazaka or rov, that is an important Rambam. Okay. That's the Kasha of the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, Simon Yutes. Okay, we continue though now. Rav Kahana Amar, Rav Kahana says, Asya mihorigas anefesh. Here we go. Maybe we go from the fact that we put a murderer to death. To Amar Achmada Kasle. Somebody's chayef, this Ritzicha, we kill him. Velechash doba trefa avi. Maybe the person he killed was a trefa, and therefore, horigas a trefa is not chayef misa. El la mishab darbin is a basaruba. It must be that you go after the rove. The chite, but if you want to say debat kinale, maybe we check the neharag, and that's the only time we would put him to death. To put the roseach to death. The Gemara said, no, how come minval? You never check him. Why? Because it's going to be nival amace. It's not covered for the mace. You can't just, right, we don't believe in autopsies. We don't believe it's one of the reasons. We don't believe in autopsies. It's nival amace. It's just, this guy said, we're going to check the mace in order to know whether this guy is chayv misa. The Gemara says, no. Nival Ames overrides. And if you want to say no, maybe in a chrabah we do. There is an idea of Nival Ames, but if it's to save the Rotseach's life, maybe we would do it. No. The answer is even if you check, you're not going to come up to a 100% knowledge of whether this guy was a traitor or not. Because even if you don't find anything with him, maybe in the spot of the stab, he had been a traitor. And Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, since you're not able to come up, Yeradeya, in Simin, Chelik Beis Simin Kufnun Aleph, because you won't be able to come up with a Vandai answer anyway, then you don't start. You're not going to be able to come up and say for sure that this guy was not a traitor. Because Shema B'makam Nekam Nika, right? The answer is, the Gemara of Moshe asks, so what? You could be 99% sure. There's 99% of a chance that you can try to save this guy's life. So Moshe says, no, once you can't be 100% sure, then you look at it as follows. This guy is a Rotzeach. You don't have a Chiyuv. Once you know for sure, all other evidence points to the fact that he's a Rotzeach, you don't have that Chiyuv. You don't have that Chiyuv. You don't treat this as a Chshash, Pikuach Nefesh. That's what Moshe says. Tosfos here asks a question that many are familiar with Maseches Makos know. The Gemara Makos Dav Zayin, the last Amud of the first parak, says there was some Tanoim that said, if I was on the days of the Sanhedrin, nobody would have been killed. Once in 7 years. Once in 70 years. And they say, what do you mean once in 70 years? Because they used to ask questions that were unanswerable. Like, maybe the person you killed was a trefa. What do you mean? The Gemara says you don't care about that. Tosfos says, and what Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva, how can they ask that kasha? You don't check. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. Maybe Rabbi Kiva is Choshes Shlemiyot. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Meir. That he's Choshes Shlemiyot. Number one. Maybe Rabbi Tam says, maybe the Apagav Yiloshai Lidim Le'etim Katz Lidim Le, maybe you would put him to death if you don't ask, but if you find out about it, that there's a chash, that he was a treifa, then there would be a problem. Those discusses that, whether that answer works or not. Could you say that you don't have to ask, but if you do ask, then it would be a problem? Either way, it's a strong kasha. Maybe they just argue, they argue with this premise of this Gemara. That's what it seems like. Okay, the other we showed him there, Tosas there deals with this as well. Tosas and Makas Daf Zayin. Anyway, Ravina Amar. Let's try again. This is try number 9, if you're keeping track. The first couple of them were rejected, but try number 9 for, what's the source for Rove? Asya Meidim Zomimin. Maybe you learned that from Meidim Zomimin. Tamarach one of us. He's in Lakasha Zomim, but Chul Asas La'achiv. You do to them what they tried to do. Valecha Shdoma Hakta Asidu Be Trefahu. Maybe the person that they're testifying about is a Trefa. What, he should have to go for a full body scan? Right, they tried to put him to death. He wasn't put to death. So maybe they should, and we put them to death. Maybe he's a Trefa. Maybe he's going to die in a week. So maybe you should say that Edom Zomim should be put to death for a year. So it's Trefa Nechai for a year, but we don't do that. We put him to death. So El Olav Yishab Darbin is Zobasa Rubin. Must be you go after the Rove. And Rove people are not Trefas. The Chitema Debat Kinan Leid. If you want to say, maybe we check. We check the Nidon. Somewhere says, no, Vahatanya Berebi, Omer, Vahatanya, we learn, Berebi. What is Berebi? Berebi usually means the great one. Sometimes say we have Rebbe blank Berebi. So Rashi says, I don't know who Berebi means. Look at Rashi. Lo Yadin and Manu. Ela Echad Gadol B'Dor. It was one of the Gdolei Ador. Rashi says, I don't know. You have to check. There's a Gilyon HaShas in Brachas Daf Chafei Amabez. Well, the Gilyon HaShas lifts off 35 places in Shas, but Rashi says, I don't know. So I never gone through the whole list, but I have to check if this one's on the list. Chulun Yalaf Amabez. Rashi says, I don't know who this is. So about Tani Barebi Omer, you can't say that you check, because what did it say? We know the famous law, Lo Hargu Neharagin, if they were not successful, then they are killed. Kasher Zamam, Hargu E Neharagin, but if they were actually successful, Kasher Zamam Velo Kasher Asa, then they are not killed. Right? So therefore, they're not killed. But you see, if they actually killed, then they're not put to death. But if they didn't, so you see that you're not checking. You're not checking if they were treifas or not. So therefore, this is a raya as well. Period. This is raya number 9. Stop there for a minute. Actually, for today, that's where we're going to stop before we're going to do number 10, because it goes to the next amud. But just to mention the what we've mentioned in past context, but the kasha zama v'lo kasha asa. Ultimately, that is geras hakasev. Right, seems to be illogical. Kasha zama v'lo kasha asa. Right, if they were successful, not, and if they only tried to do it, yes. So two ideas that are given by the Rishonim, the Ramban and Parsha Shoftim on this pasuk says gzeras hakasev, but then he says, but maybe I could give a svara that Elohim nitzav ba'adas kel, Elohim nitzav ba'adas kel. Judges always have a special shat of the Shema and Shechina that are resting with them, and therefore the Ramban writes in a line that Hashem would never let it happen that a Sanhedrin would put somebody innocent to death. And therefore, even if, for this case, he might not have been chayiv, there must be some other reason that he was chayiv. Like the Rashi that quotes Chazal in, I think it's Parshas Maaseh, if there's somebody who killed the Mezeh, because I'm showing without witnesses, he makes the person go under the ladder, and the person falls on him from on top of the ladder. Kodesh Baruch Hu always is in charge. So therefore, that's the Ramban. If they actually did it, it must be that the guy must have been chayiv from some other time period. Number one, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Eidos quotes a different svara, and that is, he quotes based on a smag. The smag says, the halach is in Masechah Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, that the halach is by Molech. If somebody gives some of their children to the Molech, puts them in the fire, they're chayiv Misa. But the halach is, if somebody gives all of his children to the Molech, he's Pater. So the smag says, if you give some and not all, so the smag says there, because there, we don't give him the chance to get kapara. It's so bad, he gave all his kids, forget it. And that's why we don't put him to death in that case. So the Kesef Mishnah uses that smag to explain our case also of Kasher Zama. Maybe Kasher Zama, Kasher, if you actually were successful, then forget it. We're not even going to give you a kapara. And therefore, we're not going to allow you to be put to death to achieve a kapara. Maybe that's the same thing by Kasher Zama and Kasher Asa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue. Remember, there are two, all the shiur for this week should be up. We have the Parsha shiur, and we have the two Iyad Daf Be'in shiurim. One is the Baal Tashchis topic that related to the Daf earlier, and the other one is just a Yonah Diyoma shiur, and that is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.